You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. It's been an eventful first year on the Bakersfield City Council for Andre Gonzalez. He represents Ward 2, which includes Westchester and downtown. The 24th Street project is moving forward despite a lengthy legal battle. High-speed rails, plans for a station at the north end of downtown seem like they're moving forward. And the same for a new plan that hopes to shape the future vision for the downtown area. There's also news about parks, parking, and more. Andre Gonzalez joins us now on Valley Edition. Andre, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Before we get to the downtown issues and things like high-speed rail, I want to start out with something that's been in the news lately and that's really divided many in the community, this issue of the legalization statewide of marijuana, or at least right now in Bakersfield, the ban on marijuana dispensaries, which you voted for last month. Many of these dispensaries that the city recently closed down were in your district. The city conducted this big sweep. They were illegal before. How confident are you that the city has the resources and manpower to ensure they don't pop up again?
Well, two things. One thing is the city just enacted an ordinance that banned and prohibited adult use cannabis sales, distribution, and manufacturing within the city of Bakersfield. We know that statewide, the use of cannabis is now legal, but our scope was looking at the adult use sales and distribution within the city. Prior to that, in 2013, the city council enacted an ordinance that prohibited medical marijuana dispensaries, and yet we have seen the proliferation of dispensaries throughout Bakersfield and really throughout Kern County. And you're right, Ward 2 has seen the highest number of these dispensaries, which was of great concern to me and to many others, because while I certainly support access to medicinal marijuana and I recognize the need, there certainly is no doubt that many of these dispensaries are doing much more and have much more nefarious activities than just medicinal use. And so we have enacted a civil fine process that will incur a civil penalty for not only the dispensary, but also for property owners of $1,000 a day. And that has proven to be very effective. We've seen property owners serving eviction notices to many dispensaries throughout the downtown area. And throughout one of the most special neighborhoods of Oleander in Bakersfield because of this civil fine process.
Now, last week, Supervisor Mike Magger with Kern County floated an idea that maybe the county should explore something like allowing mobile delivery services for marijuana patients. Do you think that's something that the city could potentially look at as well? How open are you to revisiting this issue in some way and maybe allowing some sort of access, or is this the final word?
No, I don't think it's the final word. Look, a ban can always be reversed. And it's important for us to recognize the reason why many of us, particularly myself, really voted in favor of a ban right now. We're up against the deadline of January 1 before the state begins issuing licenses to dispensaries. And so we had to develop some sort of formal regulation or a ban before that time. And we just weren't at the place yet to develop regulations. And so my hope is to work with my colleagues on the council and with the city manager and the city attorney to develop regulations that will work for the city of Bakersfield. So certainly I've spoken with Supervisor Maggard on a number of occasions, and as well as my colleagues on the council level to discuss what that means for Bakersfield in the future. And I'm confident that we'll get there, but it'll take some time.
There's a lot of things brewing under the surface downtown with the city of Bakersfield and in the terms of planning for the future. One of those things came to a head last week as High Speed Rail issued its updated environmental impact report for the new route and the new station site. The preferred route and station site by the city of Bakersfield. Looks like that's moving forward. There have been persistent critics, though, of that location up in the northern part of downtown, right off of Golden State. People saying that that's not the best place to put the station. It's not as close to the downtown core. How confident are you that is the right option for Bakersfield and for your downtown district?
I'm fairly confident that that's the right venue. I mean, if you look at the area around F Street and Golden State, you'll notice there are a lot of vacant buildings, vacant properties, a lot of depressed commercial areas that could use some revitalization. And high-speed rail and the high-speed rail station is nothing more than an economic engine. And I look at this as an opportunity to really invest and redevelop that section of the downtown area. And so I see this as an opportunity. And the more and more I talk to residents who live in Westchester and around that area, the more they recognize this is an opportunity to see economic development and community revitalization and less of a nuisance.
Speaking of the high-speed rail station, that kicked off another planning process that the city has undertaken to revision the scope and activities in downtown Bakersfield. It kicked off back all the way in 2016. It had been scheduled to come to the council later this year. What's the status of the Making Downtown Bakersfield project? Last big meeting you had was back in March of this year. What's going on there, and what is that plan hoping to do?
Well, you're right. I mean, over 16 months, hundreds of residents and stakeholders of the downtown area have met to really envision a better downtown. And certainly over the last 10 years, there have been a lot of efforts to revitalize our downtown that are now paying off. And so now it's really the opportunity for us to look at how can we make our downtown high-speed rail ready. And in the event that high-speed rail does not come into fruition anytime soon, how do we make our downtown the economic engine and driver for all of us throughout Bakersfield? And so it has been really an exciting opportunity to hear from different residents and to come up with some real strategies, including the development of a property-based improvement district among downtown property owners, including looking at strategies to increase the number of housing units within the downtown core. So those ideas are already in formation and we're working towards. But the actual vision document is still in draft form and will likely come to the council within the next couple of months.
What are the biggest obstacles that you hear from people in the private sector who maybe have the ability or interest to get something done? Are they pointing to anything in particular that, like, hey, you know, Andre, we need to fix this. We could really make a lot more progress if the city or if property owners or anybody just did X, Y, and Z. Are there identifiable things that maybe you can move the lever on a little bit from City Hall and your perspective there, or is it just a larger economic issue?
Well, I think first and foremost, we know that infill development is far more expensive than developing outside on the outskirts on farmland. Number two is parking becomes a big issue when you start looking at the parking requirements for any future development. So those two things right away are big economic hurdles to overcome. But beyond that, we have to remain in contact with developers, and I'm working with lots of them to search out those who have a heart for the downtown and to really work on projects that not only will be economically viable and will reward the developer, but also something that's a labor of love for people. And we're seeing some good examples. The 17 Place townhomes on 18th Street, for example, developed 44 market rate townhomes. We cut the ribbon on this project in January of this year. The average rent is around $1,600 a month. They are completely leased, 100%, and in fact have a waiting list of people wanting to get into these units. So it is probably the premier apartment complex in all of Bakersfield. And that's exciting because it indicates that people of all ages, all walks of life, from millennials to retirees, people with families to single individuals, want to live in an urban setting, want to live in our downtown core. So we have to create those conditions to make it more viable for developers to come in and to do that. And in fact, the city council adopted a new goal this year during our goal setting process to double the population of downtown from 5,000 currently to 10,000 by the year 2030. And so we're working towards that and identifying those specific issues so that we can help developers develop downtown.
You mentioned parking as an issue. The city just a couple of months ago initiated another study on that very topic, downtown Bakersfield parking and how to get more of it or how to price it better or any of those things. What is the problem there? Why not just let the private sector deal with it? If somebody needs more parking, build it on their property or build a garage. Is the city going to get into building more garages? Is that the intent or is this what is the intent of that study?
Could be. It could be another garage. You know, our current parking garage for the very first time is actually turning a profit. This is a city-owned garage off of 18th Street and I. And that has been really encouraging to see this parking structure really move towards being very accessible and much more accessible, I should say, and much more popular for people to use. But still, in certain sections of downtown, we have a parking problem. Too many people want to come downtown. That's a good problem to have, by the way. But certainly, as we look at adding additional housing units, adding additional amenities to the downtown area, we have to make sure that parking is resolved. And we can't just expect the property owner or developers to resolve that issue. And as you know, parking structures are expensive. So we have to look at what do we have already in our existing inventory that in our downtown core, not only that's owned by the city, but also by private property owners, but also other governmental agencies, for example, the county or the Kern County Superintendent of Schools. And how do we coordinate the inventory so that we can allow for additional parking when those structures are not being used. In addition to that, we want to look at different ways that we can design street parking so that we can add more capacity to the parking issue in downtown. So we like to look at all sides, not just the current need and demand for parking, but also the future demand as we see development in the downtown core.
Before we close, I want to go from parking to parks. You've been a big advocate for pocket parks. This is something that's happening in a lot of communities across the country. You want to make it happen in East Bakersfield. What's going on there?
Yeah, so through a nonprofit I started about 5 years ago when I was a school board member on the Bakersfield City School District, we started a nonprofit called Children First Campaign. And through that nonprofit, we've raised over $200,000 to develop a 16,000-square-foot pocket park in East Bakersfield on Monterey and Niles Streets. And this area around Williams Elementary School is a low-income area, certainly in need of amenities and also it's well noted that within this area, there's high rates of chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, asthma. And so it's important for us to give amenities or to provide these amenities for the families in the area. So Children First has raised this money within that neighborhood. There are no green spaces for families to walk around or to get exercise. In fact, the closest park is about a mile away from this particular neighborhood. And so we want to create this green space so that families can enjoy it. They can come out and spend time with one another, spend time with their neighbors. We also see this space as a way to activate community projects and gatherings to really build that sense of community within the neighborhood. So we're pretty excited about it. We're breaking ground pretty quickly and hope to have this park open by summertime.
Really quickly before we go, one last thing, the 24th Street project I mentioned right at the start. How confident are you that you're going to find some sort of workable solution for pedestrian access there? We had a guest on last week from Vision Zero Kern who was concerned about that issue, and I know many residents in Westchester are as well. That's been a controversial and long-running project, but how confident are you there's a solution there, and what might that look like?
Yeah, so the issue there on 24th Street was the issue of a crosswalk on A Street and Alder that was too close to a merging lane that made it too unsafe for a crosswalk to exist there. I've been a big proponent of walkability, and in particular, this crosswalk has been very important to me, as well as Vice Mayor Smith from Ward 4. And so he and I have been working on this for the past 7 to 8 months. We've heard from residents throughout Westchester that this crosswalk is very important to them. And so we're working with engineers. City Council voted to require the engineers to come back with a design for a crosswalk on 24th Street. Now, where that is and what that looks like is still up in the air, but it will certainly be a signalized crosswalk that will protect individuals. There'll be pedestrian refuge in the median with another signal in the median so that people can cross both sections without impeding traffic and in to cross the street in a safe manner. And so I'm excited to see the technology and all those advances and innovations that are utilized throughout cities throughout the world come to Bakersfield.
A lot of exciting things happening in the works for downtown Bakersfield and residents in that area. Andre Gonzalez represents Ward 2 on the Bakersfield City Council, joining us today. Thank you so much, Andre.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the opportunity.